Felt All, and I'm your host, Maria. Today I'm going to be talking a bit about myself, a little about my childhood, family, and who I am now. Before I start, I just wanted to say I am getting over a cold right now, so if I sound funny, that's why. Actually, on so many of the podcasts I'm listening to, everyone is talking about how they have colds, so I guess going around the podcasting world. Well, anyway, here we go. So, I was born in Russia. My family lived in Siberia, and we moved when I was about 1.5 years old. I don't remember anything really, but I've been told, you know, on the airplane over, I was apparently a very nice baby. You know, I didn't cry, nothing like that. And so we moved here. We came straight to San Diego. We didn't stop by anywhere else. Except for one night in New York, you know, that just kind of a layover. And we lived in several apartments, everything like that. My parents did some odd jobs here and there. I think my dad started out teaching driving school, something like that. I don't know. My mom went to college. My parents both have really high education, they got their education in Russia, so, but I think my dad has a PhD, and my mom, she doesn't have a PhD, but she has high education, I don't know, it's like one of those really post-college things. So, my elementary school, here's the thing, I've always been really shy. Elementary school, I didn't have very many friends. It's not a language thing. I'm not going to say it's a language thing. I grew up speaking both Russian and English. I still speak both fluently, although I'm going to admit, Russian, I don't speak that well. I mean, I can definitely hold a conversation. That's not a problem. But a few years ago, when I used to get really self-conscious about my Russian, I would talk so fast, you couldn't understand me. Everything. I don't know. But I was just really shy, didn't have very many friends. But I got through elementary school fine. I had, in 4th and 5th grade, I had the same teacher, and it was actually really cool. Everyone was kind of afraid of her, but at the same time, she put on these really, really awesome presentations. Like, we had the poetry festival, where everyone wrote poetry. No, we didn't write poetry. No, we found poems we liked and performed them, and Grandparents Day, where we perform things from our ethnicity, so I dressed up like a little Russian girl and sang Russian songs or something, and all the grandparents were invited for tea. It was really fun. So then, in 6th and 7th grade, I'm not sure why I just started then, but in 6th and 7th grade, I basically read all the time. Literally. In the hallways, I would walk around reading. I would get from class to class. I would read and read and read. And during class, if we had a little extra time, like I finished the assignment, or the teacher was really boring or something, I would just pick up the book and read. So, also, I didn't talk to people very much, and it really wasn't fun. I didn't have any people that I could actually call friends, exactly. So, at the end of 7th grade, I was talking to one of my friends, who, actually, I think she was pretty much my best friend at the time. I was talking to her, and she wasn't exactly, like, you know, excessively popular, but she had friends. She had a pretty big group of friends. So I was asking her what I should do, you know, to maybe open up more, you know, have some more friends. I wasn't really a popularity. I just wanted some people to be. So she said, and of course, it seems obvious to everyone, but she said, you know, I should put down the books. And our class, actually, it was a really close class. I wasn't really part of the closeness, but we had the exact same class from 6th grade to 8th grade. We were an advanced class. Like, we did all our math stuff a year early, like geometry in 8th grade instead of 9th, and algebra in 7th grade instead of 8th, and we skipped pre-algebra. So we were, you know, we did all our classes together except for electives, Spanish, PE, all that stuff. So, at lunch, almost the entire class sat together in this little place in the lunch arbor. And So my friend, she told me, well, you know, put down your book and just join them. And just go over there. Because they, I think one of them had invited me over and wants to sit with me in sixth grade. But I was so nervous. I didn't want to mess up or seem stupid or something like that. Or anything like that. So I said thanks, but, you know, that's all right. And so I went over there. I think it was about 2 weeks before seventh grade ended. And, I mean, I didn't instantly become friends. They kind of looked at me funny at first, like, that's weird. You know, we invited you 2 years ago. Why are you here now? But, you know, they ended up, I ended up sitting there all through eighth grade. And the thing about eighth grade was I just suddenly started talking. I suddenly had lots more friends. But at the same time, I also had a lot of issues. A lot of times people would talk behind my back, and then I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't know actually who liked me, who was just kind of, you know, playing along, smiling at me, but then, you know, turning their back and laughing about me and everything. But I got through the year okay. You know, I really, that is where I made most, like, a lot of friends. Though, like I said, I wasn't sure exactly how close friends we were. But, anyway, when 9th grade came, I went to high school, and it's a high school that's in the area, you know. It's where almost everybody from our middle school went, and high school is actually, it's been really well. I've been there 2 years now. I'm in 10th grade, so in 9th grade, I don't know what was different. For one thing, the layout was kind of different. I mean, at lunch, there wasn't this whole thing about, you could go pretty much anywhere in the school. In middle school, we had to stay in this little ridiculous confinement in the lunch arbor. We couldn't go anywhere else unless we had a pass. But in high school, you could walk around wherever you want. So also, if you want to sit, I mostly sit by myself in high school. If you want to sit by yourself, you know, you really can. So that's really nice. But at the same time, in classes, I opened up. I actually had friends in all of my classes. Not people extremely close, but now I do. One of my classes especially made a big, had a big effect on me. But I'm not going to talk about that in this one. I'm actually going to have probably a whole new blog about, or podcast, whatever it's called, on that, and some stuff related to it. And, yeah, but last year it was just really good. I mean, I had about 5 or 6 really close friends, and I'm still friends with most of them, not all. Some of them we don't really talk much anymore. Some of them got a little ditzy, or, you know, got a little not enjoyable to be with, or, you know, be around. So, but yeah, and then this year, this year's actually going pretty well. I'm like a PE. Last year I was friends with this one girl who it's actually funny, in 6th grade we used to hang out together in PE just because we had no one else, and we really didn't like each other. I mean, we didn't hate each other, nothing like that. We just didn't find each other interesting. And so 7th and 8th grade we didn't talk at all. And then last year we started talking again, and it was great. We just, like, hit it off, and we had lots of fun talking, and also last year, there was, in my PE class, there was, kind of not exactly a German exchange student. She just came here for 3 or 4 months. Her dad had a temporary teaching job here in San Diego. So she moved here from Germany for about 3 or 4 months, and it was great. We had a lot of fun. We actually went trick-or-treating together, and we always hung out at PE, and my parents adored her. I mean, some of my friends, they're not rude, but, you know, they do have the whole American mannerisms. But Julia, that's my German friend, she was so sweet and everything. She was really lovely. And, you know, it was great. And then also my other friend, well, I don't know if I should mention names on here. I suppose I can. Well, I'll call her by her nickname, Kat. Me and Kat, we've been friends this year and last year. And it's great. And also this year, in PE, I also became friends with this other girl, Erica, who is We knew each other in middle school, I guess, but we never talked. We were in different classes. But this year, oh, it's great. Like, she's so sweet, and we've wanted to go to movies together, and we baked cookies together, and it's really cool. Like, we're really good friends now. So that's awesome. And then, you know, I have other friends. One of my friends, we were friends all through last year. Well, no, about half of last year. The first half of the year, we didn't really notice each other in class, because she sat behind this one really tall student, so I didn't even notice her. But then we became good friends. So at the end of the last year, we had a kind of a stupid fight. We made it up, and now we're good friends again. Last Monday, I called her to find out the homework while I was sick, and we ended up talking for 2 hours, no, 2.5 hours, before her cell phone, or her phone battery died. So, you know, that's good. And I actually have a lot of other friends too, and this year I've actually made some new friends who I never even met before. They're not really a clique, but they're just kind of a group of people. They're semi-hippies. It's hard to explain, I don't know. But no, they're not hippies, I don't know. They're really nice. I became friends with one girl, Lena, who she's also she's Russian. Well, she's actually Ukrainian, but she also speaks Russian. And we started hanging out in English. We had this project where we read Lord of the Flies, this book I really didn't like. And then we kind of had a trial where the boys who committed murders got put on trial for the murders they made. So that was really interesting. And I was a lawyer. I was persecuting the worst character, Jack. And so was Lena. And we became really good friends. Not right away, but we have several classes together, and we were working on this one math project together. I came over to her house, and it was so interesting because her room has a lot of Russian ethnicity things, you know, books, these dolls. I really, you know what? I have one. I don't remember how to pronounce it right. It's a doll that stacks. Mine is 9, and they stack in, you know, one inside the other, and it's made of wood. And so I was looking around her room, and I noticed this picture, and I remember when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I went to this camp where on one of the last days each group had a picture of themselves taken, and on the last day we made frames out of cloth to put a picture in. And I noticed the same cloth on the frame, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Because I noticed it instantly, and I was like, oh, well, are you, that's cool, she must have gone to the same camp as me. But then I'm looking at it, and suddenly I see myself, my little crying self, because I was so, I liked camps, but I was so, I did not like being away from my parents. I see my little crying self there, in her picture. And I went over to her and I was like, "What are you in here? Which one are you?" And she showed me the little cute girl in the back, little blonde girl in the back. And oh my gosh, it was so amazing. We were jumping. It was amazing. We were jumping up and down, and we just loved that. You know, apparently we weren't friends, and then we never. I don't think we even talked. But still, like, you know, we went to the same camp, and I don't know. We just loved it. It was awesome. So anyway, and. Then after I started hanging out with her, I met a lot of her other friends, and they're just so sweet. Like one girl, I have her; she's in my Spanish class and my AP European History class, and she's just so much fun to be with. And she really—it's cool. She cares and she stands up for herself, you know. Or actually, well, not stands up for herself because people don't pick on her. But when people are being loud or annoying or stupid, she kind of catches them on it and stuff, and it's really, you know, she's really nice. And, so yeah, that's my friend situation this year. It's actually going really well. Now I'm going to tell you about my experience with making websites. I basically, in sixth grade, I started playing around with making wallpapers, like, for your desktop. The first one I made was, I just found a bunch of pictures of Melissa Joan Hart, the actress from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I decided to put them together into a wallpaper, and, you know, it wasn't very good, but it was kind of cool. I used it on my desktop, But then I started thinking, that was really fun. And I knew that since we have Cox for our internet provider, they give you some space. Like, they give you a little bit of space, and you get a really simple address. And I think mine was something like members.cox.net/thereadingchick1, or the reading chick, I don't know. Something like that. And so I started making lots and lots of wallpapers. I would just find so many pictures of a certain celebrity and then make them into a wallpaper. My favorite actually was Hilary Duff. I think I probably made 12 wallpapers of her. I had about 1,000 pictures of her on my computer. I used to be a big fan. I'm not so much anymore, but she's still kind of cool. I don't know. But, so anyway, my website, I just made lots of wallpapers of different celebrities. I even made some of cartoons, Archie Comics and Garfield and people like that, but mostly it was celebrities. And I put them out there, and the site was pretty kind of popular. I mean, it wasn't excessively popular, but I had lots of people emailing me, telling me it's great, and I should keep it up, and I had a lot of requests. My cousin requested me to make a Yu-Gi-Oh! Wallpaper, but she wouldn't let me use her name on there, because she didn't want her friends to ever see it and know that, she likes Yu-Gi-Oh! It was funny. But, and then I made a wallpaper just with flowers for my mom, and everything like that. And then I started adding more stuff. I mean, I probably had about, 40 wallpapers on there. And then I started adding more stuff, just a bunch of HTML codes that I found in a website called, I think, bravenet.com, where they have lots of just free stuff you can go ahead and use. But then I started realizing I think I want to start over, make a new website, and have it be better. Because I started, with more experience, I started realizing that, my wallpapers, they're kind of they're not well done. And so I closed that, and I actually got some emails from a few people telling me how could I close it, they love my wallpapers, and so that was really nice. But I closed it, and I opened up a new website, and the name was totally random. I called it Twisted Blends, and they're not quite as popular anymore, but I used to just love having, there are a lot of websites. They're, they have some kind of name, and then at the end of the name it's Blends. And what they do is they have these challenges where they give you, one challenge would be they give you a few pictures, and you make a blend out of it, and then you make it all, attractive and nice graphic design. Sometimes it's just they'll already give you a blend, and you make it look better, or you make a layout for a website, stuff like that, and then you get awards. And I won awards, but they're mostly honorable or, but then I actually ended up winning a lot of things. It was really nice. Each award is just a little square with it's nicely designed, and it'll say your name and what award you got, and that's always fun. So I made my own website like that, and at first I had really few people, but then after a while, some of my challenges I would have 20 or 30 entries, and I always gave every single person awards. Even some of them were honorable, some of them were beautiful or lovely, stuff like that. But I always made sure to give every single person an award, and it was going really well. But I also wanted to kind of do more, so I opened up a second part of the site called Twisted Awards, where people would enter their site into different categories, and then I would judge them on that, pick one from each category, one would be best layout, best fan site, best content, and things like that. And that was going pretty well too. I had lots of people enter, and so I did that. I did those two websites for probably about a year. And there was something. Oh, I also wanted to add in something like Twisted Reviews, but I that ended up not even happening. And then I think I still kept that open, but I kind of neglected it. Didn't go on there very much. I decided to open a personal site, and a few years ago these were all the rage. Actually, about a year ago. And on my personal site, it was a blog. I made a layout. By that time, I was actually making really nice stuff. I mean, I wasn't professional. I'm still not. But I was actually making really... I'm really proud of a lot of the things I made. And I had some content, like visitors to read stuff, do this and that, and everything, you know, stuff like that. And it was going really well. I had a lot of people who read it and comment on it and things like that. But, so I did that for about, I think, a year, and then I kind of started drifting off. I got, you know, I just didn't have time. But, and it was up until probably about half a year ago that the host finally, I guess, took it down to realize I wasn't updating it anymore. But, you know, that was my favorite website that I've done so far. It was so much fun. And the after that, I opened up a website called Extreme Passion Reviews, which was a review site, and people would send in the link to their website, and I would just review it on different categories. So, like there would be different categories, like best, like, I mean, no, like I would talk about their content, their layout, HTML, how fast everything loads, stuff like that. And that was also fun, but it takes so long. And I also ended up stopping doing that. So I haven't really done any websites in about half a year. Except for last year, I was the webmaster for the Key Club website, the Key Club at my school. And I was also going to do the website for the Gay Straight Alliance at my school this year, but I ended up, it just didn't happen. We didn't really have anything to put on the website, so it ended up not happening. And so that's pretty much my experience on the computer. I really do like the computer. I know some people, they kind of, it's too confusing and stuff, but for my family, my parents both work on computers, and they make some programs or something, I don't know. And it's just always been, you know, computers for me, and so that's what I like. And so that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I don't know what else to tell. Oh, well, I can tell you this. About my religion, I am technically by religion Jewish. But actually, in my family, it's not so much, Jewish isn't so much, Judaism is not so much our religion, so much as our ethnicity. And so, here's the thing, I might offend some people, I don't know, but I don't believe in God at all. I've had lots of debates with people and stuff like that, and for me, you know, it's just what works out best for me. I'm an atheist. My sister's an atheist, my parents are agnostic, which means, an agnostic means that you feel I will never truly know if there's a God, but they don't believe in God. And pretty much my whole family is. I mean, my grandpa goes to synagogue, but that's mostly for company. And so that's my religion thing. I don't have anything necessarily against religion, except when people use that as an excuse to have bigoted feelings. Like, they say, well, because the Bible says that gay people are committing sins, then I have a problem with it. But other than that, I think, you know, if you use your religion to have something comforting or to kind of guide your beliefs, as long as, like I said, they're not bigoted, then I think that's fine. And so I guess that's about the end of this one. I can tell you my next podcast, I know two podcasts I want to do. I want to do one about some trips I took. I actually went to China for 11 days last year, and that was amazing. And so I definitely want to do a podcast about that. I might read a little bit from the journal I made while I was there, and just talk of what we did. And I also want to talk about, we went to San Francisco this last summer, and that's not as exciting as China, but you know, it was a lot of fun, and I do have some interesting stories to tell. So I want to do that, and I also want to do a podcast about my beliefs. I made up a little list of what I want to talk about, and I give my beliefs on certain things. And so I'm not sure what order I'll do it, and I'll just kind of see what I feel like doing. And so watch out for those. And as always, I'd love it if you would email me. My email is mar-mel@juno.com. It's mar-mel@juno.com. And also, my podcast is hosted on Podomatic, and it's at mariatellsall.podomatic.com, which is mariatellsall.podomatic.com. And there you can download, subscribe, and leave comments, actually, on my podcast. So I look forward to getting any comments or emails, anything like that. And like I always say, when you email me, don't have the message in the subject, don't have it be something like anything like hi or what's up, because those are generally spam and I don't open them. Write something like Maria's podcast or Maria Tells All, anything like that. And I look forward to hearing from everyone. So, bye-bye.